plate or our heart's content. So I think I tried on every hat she had. And she'd let us go through her jewelry box, too. And she wore, because she was so, being in the church, you know, she dressed up every Sunday. She always had a hat, and she always had jewelry. So she had lots of costume jewelry and lots of hats.
Oh, that's fun.
Oh, it was a lot of fun.
What you slept on in
the... if we were lucky, we got a bed. Uh-huh. As I got older, and it was just my aunt and uncle there, my sister and I slept in the front room where the porch was, because the windows were down, the big windows, and you could just raise them up. Didn't have screens on them, so you could climb in and out the windows, go on the porch. So that was lots of fun. So we always slept on the front in the bed. Otherwise, if there were a lot of us there, we ended up sleeping on the floor.
Right.
And just pallets. Just, she had stacks and stacks of quilts. And if we stayed at my great uncle was the caretaker of the cemetery, and all of our family, we have a huge amount of family in Elmhurst, in Elberton. And my that house was the most fun, because my great aunt and great uncle lived there, and they lived back of the cemetery, and it was like a 3-room house, a living room, a bedroom, and a kitchen. And she kept a bucket of well water on the back porch with a dipper, and that's because there's no running water. We had an outhouse. There was one cow that wandered around out back, and you swept the yard. You didn't have grass because nobody had lawnmowers and they didn't upkeep, so the yard was always dirt. And the house stood up on little pillars, or you know, you could crawl under the house. It was real cool underneath the house.
Huh.
But she had all these straw brooms tied together, you know, and we'd sweep the yard. And in her house, when we spent the night there, it was a big feather bed, and we would all sleep on it, but you'd roll towards the middle because everybody just... So we all ended up on top of each other. But I can remember as many as 5 of us being in that bed at one time, 5 of us kids. Yeah, it was really, really, really neat.
What about the kitchen in that house? How'd they cook? I mean, no.
She had a wood stove, a wood-burning stove, with the, you know, the little things on the top of it with the handles, you know, and you just open it up and stuff wood bit down inside of it, and that's how she baked. And they lived there until they died.
Wow.
And back then, you didn't go to funeral homes either. Whoever died was laid out right there in the living room, usually, or a bedroom, another room in the house. And everybody came there and to view the body, and that's where the service was. And that's what it was with my grandfather. I remember when my grandfather died, he was laid out in the downstairs of the big house.
Things are so different now. What about how they were born? I mean, where they were?
Oh, I'm sure they never went to a hospital. I'm sure never. I don't know if my mother was, I don't even know if she was born in a hospital. I'm sure we had the conversation at some time, but I can't remember.
And do you know how that worked at all?
Probably just a doctor, if they could get a doctor, came to the house. Elberton is such a small town. But I'm sure that it was either that or midwives, or they did it on their own, you know.
That's unbelievable.
I know it is. I can't even imagine not having a hospital to go have a baby.
I know. That's all very, very different. Okay, let's talk about the kitchen a little bit. What kinds of things might you find in a kitchen, besides maybe what you cook on?
Oh, just the a stove, a refrigerator,